Eileen Gu claims she was assaulted at Stanford over decision to join Team China. By Warner Todd Houston on February 18, 2026. Eileen Gu, the U.S.-born Olympic freestyle skier who abandoned the U.S. to compete for Communist China, is now claiming that she was assaulted, robbed, and faced hate when she was a student at Stanford University in California. As pressure mounts on her missed opportunities to earn a gold medal at the Winter Games in Milan, Italy, this year, and as she punts on thorny political questions concerning China's horrendous human rights record, Gu is now trying to gain sympathy by claiming that when she was a student at Stanford in Palo Alto in 2022, she was assaulted and robbed. She also says she faced hate on campus in 2022 when she announced her intentions to compete for China at the Beijing Olympics that year. Gu told The Athletic that she was physically assaulted on the street. The police were called. She added, "I've had death threats. I've had my dorm robbed." The two-time silver medalist at this year's games did not provide any details or dates for the alleged incidents, and school officials did not substantiate the claims when questioned about the skier's allegations, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. Gu has been a constant focus of controversy for having trained and learned her sport in the USA, the land of her birth, but forsaking the US to compete in the Olympics in favor of her mother's homeland, China. Most recently, she refused to comment on China's decades of oppressing, imprisoning, and enslaving its Uyghur minority population. This week, Gu claimed it was a political matter, and the Uyghur genocide is not her business. "I'm not an expert on this. I haven't done the research. I don't think it's my business. I'm not going to make big claims on my social media," she said when asked for her reaction to China's genocidal actions. Gu has also complained that the Olympics is not giving her enough time to participate in the training sessions for her events. Last weekend, Gu complained that it is really unfair that Milan Cortina Olympics organizers are not making sufficient accommodations to allow her the same amount of training as other skiers in her third and final event, the halfpipe, as she balances the demands of the packed schedule she chose. She also ripped President Donald Trump's observations about Team USA freestyle skier Hunter Hess, after Hess said it was a little hard for him to wear Team USA gear. Hess also stated there is a lot going on in the United States, which he wasn't the biggest fan of. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.